Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
In John chapter 20, the last two verses are very familiar verses in the Gospel of John. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So John's purpose in writing the gospel is very clearly stated in these two verses. And he says that he's writing this to create faith in Jesus. He's writing this that through faith in Jesus we might have life in his name. But how does John create faith in his gospel? He states certain claims about Jesus in chapter 1, matter of fact, throughout the book. But in chapter 1, verse 1 down through verse 18, we see a number of claims that are made about Jesus in this section of the gospel that's called the prologue. And surveying the life of Jesus with emphasis on claims made by Jesus himself are the sources of evidence that's presented by John. And he says this evidence sustains the claims that were made by Christ. And with this lesson today, we want to notice, perhaps again tomorrow, a series of studies in the Gospel of John with the goal as to strengthen our own faith and to create faith in others who have not yet come to believe. And we want in this lesson, in the time remaining today, to consider some of those claims made by John about Jesus, especially in the first 18 verses of chapter 1. And for those who already accept Jesus as the Christ, it should help to increase our understanding about the Lord. And for those who may not yet believe in him, I hope this lesson would set the stage for further study that would lead to a belief in Christ. And so, looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 1, I want to read down through verse 17, and bear with me in this rather lengthy reading of these verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So Jesus is mentioned by name in verse 17. But it is clear that the Word of verse 1, 2, and 3 is none other than the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. And throughout this prologue, John makes several claims about Jesus, and these claims illustrate Jesus' relation to various things. Number one, Jesus existed before the creation. Notice the gospel starts with, in the beginning was the Word. Now, the Word was suggests His being eternal. And Jesus had a face-to-face relationship with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The word with implies a personal communion with God. And Jesus possessed the fullness of all deity. The Word was God. He possessed divine being. He possessed divine power. He possessed divine attributes. Truly, Jesus was deity. And when you sum up these attributes that are eternal and personal and deity, then in relation to deity, Jesus was the Christ. He was the Son of God. He was with God. And Jesus was the active agent of creation. John informs us in verse 3, all things were made through Him, and without Him, there was nothing made that was made. From this, we learn that Jesus was the great Creator of all things. We read in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But from John's writing, we know that before His being born to the Virgin Mary, Jesus was there. For after all, God said, let us make man in our image, plural of deity there. No doubt, God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit. And we learn that Jesus was the active agent of creation. Jesus made all things. We're learning Colossians 1, verse 16, by Him all things were created. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, through whom, that is the Son, also He the Father, made the worlds. So in relation to the physical world, John and others proclaim Jesus to be the Creator. And what an amazing claim made by John. But the claims regarding Jesus continue. In verse 4, Jesus is the giver of life. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. In the moral or the spiritual realm, Jesus came to offer life. In Him was life. We're told by Christ Himself in John 10, the latter part of verse 10, I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. But Jesus is not only the giver of life, He's the source of light. And the life was the light of men. As the giver of life, He is the source of light to men who are in moral darkness in this world. So in relation to the moral world, John proclaims Jesus to be the life and to be the light. And the impact of Jesus on the moral world is described in the next verse. That is, Jesus challenges moral darkness, and the light shines in the darkness, verse 5. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. As true spiritual light, Jesus came to challenge the moral darkness in the world. And He was victorious over the darkness. The darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness did not overpower it. The darkness did not snuff out the light. And by believing in Jesus, those in darkness were able to escape that darkness. Thus, Jesus is the true light who gives light to all. John 1, verse 9, there was that true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So in relation to darkness, Jesus makes the claim, or rather John makes the claim that Jesus is the challenger and the one who is victorious over darkness. And he further describes Jesus as the Creator. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not, verse 10. Jesus was the Creator of the world. Here the world refers to humankind, or to mankind. When in 1 John, John says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father shall abide forever. That's a different kind of world there in 1 John. But here the world refers to mankind, and Jesus was the great benefactor. He was in the world, but sadly the world did not know him. He came to his own, that is, to his own nation, to the people of Israel. Yet his own did not receive him. They rejected him, and even members of his own family rejected him at the beginning. But as many as received him, to those who believe in his name, to them he gave the right to become the sons of God. They were blessed to be born of God. John chapter 3, verse 5 through verse 7, by experiencing that new birth. So in relation to humanity, Jesus is presented as the creator and the benefactor. And then John reveals that Jesus became flesh, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John and others beheld his glory, and he was the only begotten of the Father. So John writes these things that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you might have life through his name. Do you believe in Christ? Have you demonstrated that faith by repenting of sins, confessing the name of Christ, and being baptized into Christ? If you've done that but drifted away, God's second law of pardon welcomes you back when you will repent and pray God.